It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, May 15th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American writer Katherine Ann Porter, the winner of a Pulitzer Prize in 1966, who was known for her delicate observations and precise descriptions. She was born in 1890 in Indian Creek, Texas, a descendant of Jonathan Boone, a brother of Daniel Boone, and her father, a farmer, was a second cousin to the short story writer O. Henry. After her mother died in 1892, Porter and her siblings went to live with their grandmother. After she died in 1901, Katherine was sent to several convent schools in Texas and Louisiana. In 1906, she ran away from school and soon married, but was divorced 3 years later. In 1914, she went to Chicago to pursue an acting career. She returned to Texas later that year, though, and worked briefly as a singer. From early childhood, she had been writing stories, an activity she described as the passion of her life. In 1917, she joined the staff of The Critic, a Fort Worth, Texas weekly newspaper. And in 1918 and 1919, she worked for the Rocky Mountain News in Denver, writing mostly book reviews and political articles. She then moved to New York, where she continued to write. Her first volume of stories, Flowering Judas, impressed critics, although it didn't sell well. It did win a Guggenheim Fellowship that allowed her to study abroad, and after a brief stay in Mexico, she sailed in 1932 to Bremerhaven in Germany, which provided the setting for her only novel, Ship of Fools. A second volume of stories, Hacienda, and a short novel, Noon Wine, followed her marriage in 1933 to Eugene Presley, a member of the U.S. Foreign Service in Paris. They divorced as well, and she then married Albert Russell Erskine, Jr., whom she also divorced in 1942. Pale Horse, Pale Rider, published that same year, consists of three short novels, including Noon Wine. The title work is a bitter, tragic tale of a young woman's love for a soldier who dies of influenza. This was followed by The Leaning Tower and other stories set in Berlin, and it deals with the menace of Nazism. Ship of Fools, published in 1962, was a bestseller, but it drew mixed reviews. Based on Sebastian Brandt's 15th-century German novel Das Narrenschiff, it examines the lives of an international group of voyagers whose human folly alters their personal lives and blinds them to the growth of the Nazi menace. For many years, Porter was popular everywhere in the country except her home state, where stories of cowboys in the Old West were far more popular than anything else. Her unhappiness with the social injustice and lack of rights for women there was one of the factors that led her to leave, and she often addressed these issues in her writings. Still, she came to be considered the best author who ever hailed from Texas. She won a Texas Institute of Letters Fiction Award for Ship of Fools and the Pulitzer Prize for her collected stories in 1966. Katherine Porter died September 18, 1980, in Silver Spring, Maryland. Her ashes were buried at Indian Creek beside her mother's grave. To know more, you might read From Texas to the World and Back, Essays on the Journeys of Katherine Ann Porter, edited by Mark Busby and Dick Haberlin, published by Texas Christian University Press in 2001. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 15th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.